This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Government has hiked minimum support price, MSP, for all mandated rabi crops for 2026-27 marketing season. A decision to this effect was taken by the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday. The sharpest hike has been announced for safla with an increase of 600 rupees per quintal, followed by lentil, masoor at 300 rupees per quintal. Union Cabinet approved Mission for Atmanirbharta in Pulses, a landmark initiative aimed at boosting domestic production and achieving self-sufficiency in pulses. Union Cabinet also approved Dearness Allowance, DA, to central government employees and Dearness Relief, DR, to pensioners by 3%. Mr. Vaishnav said that this will benefit about 49.2 lakh central government employees and 68.7 lakh pensioners. He said that this will be effective from 1st July this year.
We congratulate all our central government employees and pensioners as the DNS allowance has been revised to 58% effective from July 1st this year. This revision will directly benefit 49 lakh employees and 69 lakh pensioners. State government employees are also expected to gain from this central level revision in DA. On average, every central government employee and pensioner will receive an additional 10,084 rupees per year due to this revision.
The CCEA also approved opening of 57 new Kendriya Vidyalayas across the country with an outlay of more than 5,862 crore rupees. The minister said that this will benefit 87,000 students and 4,600 additional posts of teachers will be created. The nation pays homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his birth anniversary today. A series of functions are being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarv Dharm Prarthana Sabha has been organized at the Samadhi of Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat in the national capital. The nation is also remembering former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his birth anniversary today. President Draupadi Murmu paid tribute to father of the nation Mahatma Gandhi on his 156th birth anniversary. In her message, President Murmu said, "This is an occasion to dedicate to the ideals and values of the father of the nation." She added that Mahatma Gandhi has given the message of peace, tolerance and truth, which is an inspiration for the entire humanity. President Murmu said, "Mahatma Gandhi gave the message of self-reliance through the Charkha, aiming to build a self-reliant, self-sufficient and educated India." She urged citizens to resolve to follow the path of truth and non-violence, remain committed to the welfare and progress of the nation. The festival of Vijayadashmi or Dashera is being celebrated across the country today. The day also marks the culmination of Navratri and Durga Puja. The festival is celebrated to remember Lord Ram's victory over Ravan, marking the triumph of good over evil. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted the people on the occasion of Vijayadashmi. In a social media post, Prime Minister said that the festival celebrates the triumph of good and righteousness over evil and falsehood. Mr. Modi wished that courage, wisdom and devotion always guide the path of citizens. On the occasion of the centenary celebrations of the Rashtriya Swamsevak Sangh, main program will be held in the presence of former President Ramnath Kovind at Resham Bagh in Nagpur this morning. Sar Sangh Chalak, Dr. Bhagwat, will deliver his main address on Vijayadashmi, and distinguished guests from across the country and abroad have been invited to watch this ceremony in Nagpur. At least 12 civilians have been killed in the past 3 days of violent protests across Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir as demonstrators clashed with Pakistani security forces over political and economic grievances. In cricket, the two-match test series between host India and West Indies is set to begin this morning. The first match will be played at the iconic Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad from 9:30 a.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.